Europe.
Clerical abuse in Italy. No more blind eyes. Pope Francis is being urged to crack down harder than in the past.
The accusations that led to the arrest of Father Andrea Mellis on August 2nd were that he befriended a 12-year-old altar boy and abused him sexually for more than 3 years. Father Mellis, headmaster of a nursery and primary school, was alleged to have given the boy gifts and more than €5,000, $5,530. When police searched the 60-year-old priest's home in Genoa, they reportedly found sex toys and pharmaceutical stimulants. Italy has so far avoided the kind of reckoning with clerical sex abuse that has shattered the loyalty to their church of millions of Catholics elsewhere. In neighbouring France, a commission set up by the bishops reported 3 years ago that it had identified 216,000 cases involving minors over the 70 years to 2020. But the circumstances surrounding the case of Father Mellis, who is yet to be tried, suggest that attitudes in the police, the media and the Italian public are changing, albeit slowly. The standard practice in Italy is for an accused priest to be put under house arrest, having been moved by his bishop to a religious community where he can await trial. By the time Father Mellis came before a judge on August 10th, he was in just such a place. But after the priest is said to have told investigators he was HIV positive, she ordered him to be held in jail. By then, his arrest had been aired in the national media. That, too, was unusual until recently. Several cases involving the abuse of minors by priests came to light much later, only because of digging by investigative freelancers whose findings normally surfaced in low-circulation dailies. Digital technology has created new ways to air such information more widely. In Italy, people seem as keen as anywhere to hear about clerical wrongdoing. La Confessione, a podcast that deals with the case of a priest in Sicily, Father Giuseppe Rugolo, has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. In March, he was convicted of sexual violence and attempted sexual violence against 3 minors and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. The podcast includes wiretaps used in evidence. In one, the local bishop admits to having covered up for Father Rugolo and for another priest who did much worse. The court held his diocese liable for legal fees and civil damages. The case, which is subject to appeal, also raised, not for the first time, the contrast between Pope Francis's avowed determination to clamp down on paedophile clerics and his apparent belief that it is his duty to defend prelates accused of covering up priestly crimes. The day before prosecutors were due to make their final submissions in Father Rugolo's case, the Pope publicly lauded the bishop and described him as a victim of slander. A meeting between the Pope and Italy's bishops in May highlighted another issue. Using an offensive term for gay men, he reportedly said there were already too many homosexuals studying for the priesthood. Yet a survey published by the bishops in 2023 found most of the victims of sex abuse notified to the church authorities the previous year were female. That report was a sequel to the Italian Church's most substantial response so far. A study in 2022 that disclosed that only 45 members of the clergy had been reported for alleged sexual misconduct in the preceding 2 years. Not all the victims were minors. Almost a fifth were vulnerable adults. Rete Labuso, an NGO, later published a counter-report arguing the problem is more widespread. It said it knew of 332 cases since 2010. That number implies an annual average less than 1% of the annual average over the much longer period covered by the French bishop's dossier. It suggests either a much bigger difference between the two societies than was hitherto recognised, or a drastic reduction in the prevalence of clerical sex abuse in Italy as the number of priests has fallen along with the number of observant Catholics. But a third factor helps explain the low prosecution rate and may have discouraged the notification of cases to the ecclesiastical authorities. Italian clerics are under no obligation to report crimes to the civil authorities, provided the information arises from the conduct of their ministry. The exemption is contained in the 1984 Concordat that governs relations between church and state. The church is unlikely to lobby for a revision of the Concordat, which grants clerics other privileges that seemed more appropriate 40 years ago than they do today. Nor is Giorgia Meloni's conservative governing coalition, in which Catholics, especially traditionalist ones, occupy influential positions.